Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show's topic is the sophistication that comes with an education. Often when we're in school, we don't always think about the importance of education because we all learn differently. And some people, it's easy for them to go read a book, they have a photographic memory, and they go back and take tests, and they come out with good grades. And other people, they have difficulty reading, they have difficulty understanding something that's real cut and dry. It's like some people learn visually, some people learn by hearing. So what happens is that how we take things in, how well we digest them, how well we do it on a day-to-day basis influences how we see our education. But as we get older and become adults and we're able to experience things, then that's when we look at how important our education is for us. And what I'd like to do is go back and tell you a little bit of some experiences I've had when it comes to education, because I was educated before there were laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. So I always very rarely did very well in certain subjects, especially math, because sometimes what I see and what I write down becomes two different things. The thing is, when I was in school, no one pointed that out to me, so that would have helped me to understand that the way, because of the disability I have, that what happens is the brain is that there's a jumble up there. So it affects how I was doing in school. But later on, when I was in graduate school, and I noticed that I was having trouble coming up with a multiple choice answer, and I couldn't figure out why, then I left that and I went and answered some of the other questions. And then when I came back to it, I noticed that I had written a number down wrong. And when I changed that number, then guess what? I came up with the answer. Well, that happens to a lot of people. And if a teacher doesn't recognize it as a problem and help that child, then that child goes through life thinking that they're dumb because they don't understand. And it's just a simple process of what is going on in the brain at any given moment. That's why there's such a misunderstanding of different types of disabilities, because of how they affect an individual in the workplace, because we all learn differently. Some people catch on real easily. Some people, the brain doesn't process it, so it gets into long-term memory, but it'll be in short-term memory. And if we don't, like for me, it's a combination of writing it down and listening. Often when I was in college, what I did was take a tape recorder, because for me to be able to keep up with my notes when the professor was talking was very difficult. So, and then even one time when I was sick and I wasn't getting anything out of the classroom, the fact that I had a tape recorder going, then later on when I was feeling better, I was able to listen to the tape recorder and see what I missed when I was in class. So we need to consider all of these factors. And what happens is when you have an education behind you and you enter the workplace, then it gives you a self-confidence that you wouldn't have ordinarily. So we need to look at all of these things and recognize how they affect our ability to learn. In Europe, instead of students going right from high school into college, it is recommended that many take a year off, and what they do is they get involved in charity work and they travel around and they see the world, but what they get from that is it is an important part of their education. So there are so many aspects to how we learn and how we integrate things into our lifestyle today, because kids are so used to watching TV where they watch MTV and they get things in 4 and 5 minute segments, then that's their concentration. So you have to, even in the way you teach today, as teacher teaches, has to be geared to how an individual is and how they learn, and recognize all of these things as being an important part of how we learn today. And remember, teachers need to encourage their students no matter what, because if they don't encourage them, then the self-image that a child gets in the classroom as a young child tends to follow them for life, especially when they end up with a family and their parents don't believe in them and don't encourage them and don't teach them that they have the ability to learn no matter what and no matter who they are. So consider all of these things as an important factor of how you learn today and how you incorporate all of these things. And even when you finish college or postgraduate work, learning is something that you're doing on a continual basis. Because when I entered the workforce over 30 years ago, what did you have then? You had a typewriter. It was a manual typewriter, and the keys were hard to hit. And often you were looking at the paper and typing, and if you typed something wrong, then you had to go back and correct it. And often that meant you had to start from the very beginning to retype it. So that, because it wasn't so easy as it is today using a computer to delete things that are wrong and rewrite them. And you didn't have spell check, so you had to go in, you had to look at a dictionary to make sure that you were writing it correctly. So all of these things are influential in our lifestyle then as opposed to our lifestyle today. And it makes things a lot easier. The problem is, and what you're finding, is that in today's workplace, because you're using computers, many of the older people who grew up using the typewriter and the electric typewriter, they have a whole lot of difficulty understanding how to use software on a computer today. For instance, you can make calls through Skype, and if you know how to open up your Skype and you know how to go in there and hit the add new contacts, then you're able to add someone, you're able to add their phone number, and you're able to do the calling. But for someone who's never used this and they're older, then that becomes something that's very difficult for them to use because it's not something they've done previously. It's like when you are learning something for the first time, it's very difficult. But as you use that and you continue to use it, then it becomes easier to you, and it becomes second nature to you, and it becomes something that you know how to do, and you think nothing of getting in there and doing it. So we need to consider all of these things and how important education plays into who we are and how we perform in the workplace, because it's a matter of understanding. Like, for instance, today, everything is done through computers. computers. Years ago, when you would call an office, you literally got a hold of someone, and they were the switchboard, and they would make the calls go through. Today, you can call into a company, and it's all handled through a computer, and then you have to know what the number is that gets to the line that's the person that you're trying to reach. And then the calls are rerouted automatically. And that's also meant that companies don't have to hire someone that literally sits at a switchboard all day, because it's all done through the technology that we have. And when you think about it, some people don't have an education, but when you look at Bill Gates, for instance, he dropped out of college. Well, what he does, they didn't even have classes to teach what he does back then. Today, and you learn about multimedia. You learn how to develop software. There's classes teaching you how to put what the codes are. Because people who were very good in the sciences and in math before the development of software, then they became what's known as the computer geeks. And they could sit at a computer and they could go through and they could try all these numbers and work them through and put together things that would make it in such a way that you could build and learn on how to grow your business or how to develop the software. And today, there's classes that actually teach you how to write software, how to write code, how to do all of this stuff. And the thing is, and also, Bill Gates had other people working for him designing these things so that while he was working at IBM, and then once the first software package was developed, then he went to IBM and he resigned. And that's when he started his own company doing what he does today. So that when you think about it, education today is a very important of success, because when you do something that's new to you, but you know you have the education to support what you do, then it gives you a self-confidence that you wouldn't ordinarily have if you didn't have an education. And even McDonald's, to be able to do and work the line, you have to have an education. That yes, it's a line work, and it's simple, and it's not technologically needed, but at the same time, there's such a uniqueness about it that when you do things over and over and over again, they become second nature to you, that you don't even think about what you're doing. You just do it automatically. It's a habit that you form. But when it's something new, then it's a habit you have to learn. And it's learning those habits that might be a little bit difficult. But when you do things over and over and over again, then guess what? They become second nature to you. Think about it. How we communicate today, the styles that we communicate in, that's all part of our natural behavioral style. And we need to understand that each person responds differently in different situations. And some people have difficulty being very direct with someone because it's easier for them to let others take control for them and make the decisions for them. Some people, it becomes very easy to. For some people, it's easy to go out and talk to strangers. For others, they're very reserved, and it's very difficult for them to do that. So when we think about all of the things we do and all of the things that we don't do, then it's all a matter of us learning and building on the skills that we have and incorporating all of these things to make them part of
our lifestyle and who we are today. Now think about it. Some students go into the military. Why? Right out of high school, because they don't have the money to further their education. And by going into the military, then part of what the military does is they guarantee you that you have an education. And often they will give you skills tests, and they will determine what your skills are, and then they will train you for a particular position within the military. Then when you leave the military, you can further your education by going back to school. And by going back to school, then guess what? You are gaining more skills, which make you more marketable in the workplace. And when you consider today that the workplace has totally changed in how you influence other people into getting them to hire you, is a matter of communication. Because if we are good communicators, then we can build up good relationships. And when we build up good relationships, then guess what? If someone knows of an opening where our skills are needed, then they can recommend us. And then what happens is you are up against 1,000 people, but you were recommended to that company, guess what? That puts you at an advantage over someone else in that interviewing for that position. So there's always things that we need to incorporate into who we are. And going on the internet and reading what's going on, reading what's going on in other countries, because we have become a global environment. And what happens in other countries influences all the countries today. So all of these things become an important part of how we do business today. So think of all of these things. Think how you can incorporate all of these different avenues into who you are, because it builds your self-confidence. It gives you the sophistication that you need to be able to compete in today's marketplace. And often, think about it, it's not going into work for a company, it's learning how to utilize your skills and outsource what you don't like doing and to someone who has skills in an area that are very good in an area that you really don't like doing, and someone who can use your services. Then what happens is that's how joint ventures become a part of business today, because then you can sell to their list of people that they have as contacts. They can sell their services and products to the people that are part of your list. So all of these things are influenced in how we utilize our lifestyle today and how we build on all of the things that we need to do to help us become better at what we do. So what you want to do is think about how you can become the person that you really and truly want to be in today's marketplace and build on these skills. Make them the best that they can be, and think about how you can improve your abilities to be successful in today's workplace. These are things that become very important in how successful we are in getting the job, and also how successful we are in having our own business. So there's so many different things to remember. And building strong relationships, remember, body language is also a part of it. Because if you think your body language is not important, think about how you're standing when you're talking to someone. You can be very challenging to them. And even though your words say one thing, your body language can be telling them a totally different message. So what happens is you're giving mixed messages whether you realize it or not. So think about all of these things and think about how to incorporate them into who you are. And remember, things are constantly changing. Life never stands still. There's new things being developed on a daily basis. So when you incorporate all of these things into your education, when you figure out how to increase all of your opportunities in the workplace, then guess what? You will be exactly where you want to be in the future, and it will help you increase your capabilities in the workplace to be the person that you really want to be. And remember, you might need to go back to school to enhance some of the things that you already know, because if you bring something to the table that someone else has, that's your uniqueness that makes you different, and that's the uniqueness that's going to get you leaps and bounds ahead of other people in the job market today. So, and just like we're talking about communication, building good listening skills, and it's another avenue, because we all think that we are good listeners, but often we're always formulating an answer to what someone is saying instead of just truly listening to what they're saying, because when we truly listen to what someone is saying, then they really feel like we're there for them. And in the workplace, if you're a manager, you have to have good listening skills. If even when you have your own business and you're working with someone that you want to do business with or someone that's a potential client, you need to know what their needs truly are, because when you understand what their needs truly are, then that gives you the opportunity to build on and enhance your skills and enhance your marketability in today's workplace. And think about it. There's so many things that you can do today to market yourself. I even read an article today where YouTube is considering now incorporating streaming as part of their abilities within their software, which means that for a concert or a baseball game, that you, if someone's there filming it and putting and streaming it on YouTube, then guess what? People will be able to watch it without actually being there in person to see the game. These are avenues that technology has afforded us in today's world. So when you think about all of these things and you include them in all of the how you market your business, then that will bring you something that will, when people see how you are incorporating the new technology into your business, then they're going to more or less gravitate to you, because guess what? If you show them that you know something that's not common knowledge or something that they don't know about that they can learn from you, then that's going to mean that's going to give you the edge over someone else, because guess what? Every motivational speaker, every trainer, they're all basically saying the same thing. It's just that their experiences are different and the stories they tell are different. So that may make it sound as though something's going on that is unique about them. But guess what? Basically, they're all basically saying the same thing. So if you bring something to the table that you heard or saw or that you learned that they don't know, then guess what? That's going to mean that will give you the foot up or the leg up that someone else has
that's going to help a potential client say, oh, they're keeping up with what's happening. So if they're going to keep up with what's happening, then they're going to give me something that I might not get from someone else. So that makes them more valuable to me as a teacher or as a mentor than someone else. So think about how important your education is. Think about how being aware of what's going on and watching whether it's the news or certain shows, because when you look at the science fiction shows from 20 years ago and you look at what's happening today, all of those things that were science fiction 20, 25, 30 years ago are reality today. So education is a very important part of who we are and keeping abreast of what's going on, and also recognizing that we need to integrate everyone into the workplace, whether they are disabled or from another country or whatever, that if they have the skills and the knowledge and they can do the job just as good as anyone else, then let's give everyone the opportunity to prove themselves. The problem is that in the United States, the way the government is set up, if there was 100% employment, this country could not function. It would fall on its face because they have to have their social programs and they have to have certain things in place to keep everything moving ahead and getting ahead. So think about all of these things. Think about how they play into the lifestyle we have today. Think about how they incorporate into who we are. And remember, reading, keeping up with what's going on in the news, reading about different things, even watching some of these scientific shows like this on the Discovery Channel or whatever, that also is another avenue of increasing the opportunity to have a better education, which gives you a leg up in almost every avenue that you're in today. So what you want to do is think about how you can incorporate all of these things into who you are today and how you can improve your education, because it really increases your self-image, because we all tend to compare ourselves to someone else. And when we look at someone who has a better education than we do, then what happens to us is that we tend to look at that education as being that they're better than we are, when they're really not any better than you are. It's just incorporating and understanding how to utilize what you have and how you can take all of these things and make them who you are today. And think about all of the things that you can do that can increase your ability in the workplace to become successful. And we're getting down to the last few minutes, and what I want to do is ask you to come back next week, when we will be talking about self-confidence comes from the image we have of ourselves. And also, remember, you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for individual coaching. You can sign up for group coaching. And you can get help in setting goals and learning how to build and increase your opportunities in the workplace today.